When your sleep schedule breaks by 3 hours, generic advice doesn't fix it. Here's the structured day-by-day reset that did and has held for 4 months, plus how to adapt it for winter, jet lag, and shift work. 6 weeks of late-night work sessions and my sleep schedule wasn't just drifting. It had shifted 3 full hours. I was falling asleep at 2 a.m. and dragging myself awake at 10, completely out of sync with a life that needed me functional by 7. I knew the standard advice: morning light, no screens 2 hours before bed, consistent schedule, magnesium, all of it accurate. None of it was enough. The problem wasn't knowledge, it was execution. My circadian rhythm didn't need information. It needed a structured reset, the kind with specific milestones and a plan for the weekends, which is where every previous attempt had quietly fallen apart. The core idea: your circadian rhythm is the strongest biological clock you have, more powerful than willpower, more stubborn than most habits. You can't think your way through it. Your body either trusts that it's daytime or it doesn't. So you stop arguing and start giving it clear, consistent signals instead. Why generic sleep advice fails. Generic tips assume the gap between where you are and where you need to be is small. If you're falling asleep at 11:30 and need 10:30, they work fine. When the gap is 3 hours, you need a retraining protocol, the way a musician doesn't fix a broken practice habit by hoping, but by building a systematic progression. And the hardest part is never the weekdays, it's the weekend. You can white-knuckle 5 days of discipline, then Friday night hits, and your body screams for the sleep it actually wants. One late night, and the reset cascades backward. Two, and you're back where you started. The protocol that worked. Here's what actually reset mine, not overnight, but consistently, over 2 weeks. Days 1 to 3, morning light anchoring. The moment I woke up, regardless of the time, full daylight. Not a lamp, outside light, or a 10,000 lux box for 20 minutes. This tells your body this is the start of the day. No compromise, no sleeping through it. Days 4 to 7, 15-minute shifts. Every night, I moved my target bedtime 15 minutes earlier, not an hour, 15 minutes, small enough that the body doesn't rebel. By day 7, I'd shifted 90 minutes without the crash that comes from forcing an abrupt change. Days 8 to 14, the weekend non-negotiable. This is where every previous reset had died. I kept the new time even on weekends, not perfectly. I allowed 30 minutes of flex, but the anchor held. Friday night, same time. Saturday morning, same wake. Days 15 plus, verify and lock. By day 15, I was falling asleep naturally at the new time and waking without an alarm. The rhythm had reset. For the next month, I held it religiously, because a fresh reset is fragile. 1 week of old habits and it starts drifting back. Build your own reset. My sleep has drifted. I currently fall asleep around time and wake around time, but I need to wake by target. Build me a 2-week reset schedule using 15-minute nightly shifts, a morning light anchor, and a specific plan for the weekends. That's where my previous attempts fell apart. Keep each day's change small enough that it feels sustainable. When the protocol meets real life. The 2-week protocol assumes a fairly cooperative world, a sun that rises at a reasonable hour, no planes, a schedule that's yours to set. Real life isn't always that tidy. Three situations break the standard reset, and each needs its own adjustment. Same principles underneath, different levers on top. Dark winter mornings. The morning light anchor is the engine of this whole protocol, and in winter, especially this far north, the sun refuses to cooperate. Here on Vancouver Island in December, it doesn't clear the horizon until nearly 8 a.m. If you need to be functional by 7, anchor to morning light means anchoring to light that hasn't arrived yet. This is exactly the problem a 10,000 lux light box solves. Within a few minutes of waking, I sit in front of it for 20 to 30 minutes at a slight angle, not staring into it. While I do something stationary anyway, coffee, journaling, answering the first emails. Your eyes only need the light to reach them. You don't need to look at it. A dawn simulator alarm earns its place in winter, too. It lifts you out of deep sleep gradually with light that builds over the half hour before your wake time, which takes the brutal edge off waking in pitch dark. And the second real daylight is available, even flat, even overcast, even from a bus window. Take it. An overcast winter morning still delivers many times more light than the brightest indoor bulb. An honest note. If winter flattens your mood as much as your sleep, that may be seasonal territory rather than a scheduling problem. And the same morning light tools happen to be frontline support for it. That's worth raising with a doctor, not just biohacking your way around. Winter light plan. I live at Latitude a City, where the winter sun doesn't rise until around time, but I need to be awake and functional by target. Build me a winter morning light routine using a 10,000 lux light box and a dawn simulator alarm, plus how to grab natural daylight during a short, dim day. Keep it realistic for someone who has to start work before sunrise. Jet lag. Jet lag is a circadian reset you didn't choose, compressed into a single day. Same principles as the protocol, just faster and sharper. Expect about one time zone per day. A 6-hour trip means roughly 6 days to fully sync. Knowing that in advance keeps you from panicking on day 2. East is harder than west. Flying east forces your clock earlier than it wants to go, which biology resists. Flying west lets you stay up later, which is easier. Plan more recovery for eastward trips. Pre-shift before you fly. A few days out, nudge your bedtime 30 to 60 minutes toward your destination's time. You arrive already halfway there. Use light as the lever on arrival. To advance your clock, traveling east, seek morning light and avoid it in the evening. To delay it, traveling west, get evening light and go easy on early morning light. Light timing is the strongest cue you have. Stronger than melatonin, stronger than willpower. Adopt destination time immediately. Eat and sleep on local time from the first day, even when every cell says otherwise. The faster you commit, the faster the rhythm follows. Jet lag plan. I'm flying from origin city to destination city on date, a shift of X hours, east-west. Build me a jet lag plan. How to pre-shift my sleep in the days before, what to do on the flight, and exactly when to seek or avoid light after I land so my body syncs to local time as fast as possible. Shift work. This is the hard one, and I won't pretend otherwise. Shift work asks your body to be alert when every biological signal says sleep, and to sleep when the world says wake. You can't fully win that fight. But you can meaningfully reduce the damage. Anchor your sleep block. Keep the same sleep window even on days off, as much as you can bear. Flipping back to normal hours on your days off is the single most disruptive thing you can do. It re-jet-lags you every week. Control light like a dial, bright light during your shift to stay alert, sunglasses on the commute home after a night shift so the morning sun doesn't shout, "Wake up," at your brain, then a fully blacked-out bedroom. Defend the daytime sleep window. Treat daytime sleep with the seriousness of night sleep. Dark, cool, quiet, phone in another room, household warned not to disturb you. Guard your caffeine cutoff relative to your bedtime, not the clock. If you sleep at 9 a.m., a 4 a.m. coffee is your afternoon cutoff. An honest note, chronic shift work is genuinely linked to real health risks, and adapting to it is hard in ways that aren't a failure of discipline. If you're grinding through it and struggling, that's a conversation for a doctor, ideally one who understands occupational sleep, not a willpower problem to solve alone. Shift work plan. I work, shift pattern, e.g. 4 nights on/4 off, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Build me a sleep and light strategy. When to use bright light and when to block it, how to structure my sleep on workdays versus days off, and how to protect my daytime sleep. Be realistic. I can't keep a normal 9-to-5 rhythm, so help me minimize the damage rather than pretend I can avoid it. Why it stayed fixed. 4 months later, it's still holding, not because I'm white-knuckling it, but because I stopped fighting my body and gave it consistent signals about what time it actually is. The morning light was the key. Your rhythm literally uses light to time itself. The 15-minute shifts meant the reset never felt traumatic. And the weekend consistency removed the escape hatch that had sabotaged every previous attempt. The point. If your sleep is out of sync, don't try to willpower through it. That's fighting biology. Build a protocol. Anchor the mornings, shift gradually, protect the weekends, and adapt the levers when winter, travel, or shift work change the terrain. Let your body experience the reset as a series of tiny corrections instead of a dramatic upheaval. 2 weeks to reset. 4 months and counting of it holding. That's not willpower. That's biomechanics.